As far as LKSD Superintendent Dan Walker knows, there's been no delays in the project. All the project materials are in Nepakiak, and in an email to KYUK, he wrote, quote, "We anticipate being complete on time or very close to it." Construction on the project started Monday morning. Coast Guard spokesperson Melissa McKenzie says the school district is on track to finish the project by Friday.
And they're doing everything the right way. They're getting the contracts, they're making plans, and things are progressing. So our expectation is that, yes, they will be able to make that deadline.
The U.S. Coast Guard gave the school district 2 weeks to move the fuel after confirming that the old tank stood 76 feet from the eroding riverbank. The Coast Guard called the fuel's proximity to the shrinking bank a, quote, imminent and substantial threat to public health and the environment. The school district hired a contractor to build a temporary fuel tank site in the Nepakiak school parking lot and to transfer the approximately 36,000 gallons of diesel fuel into it. If they don't make the deadline, the Coast Guard has a contractor standing by to complete the job. Two Coast Guard officers arrived in Bethel on Thursday and will accompany the school district to Nepakiak on Friday to oversee the fuel transfer. Again, Coast Guard spokesperson Melissa McKenzie.
Our primary objective is to get on scene, evaluate the conditions of the riverbank erosion, and to see how their plans are coming along with getting that fuel oil out of there.
An official with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation will also be in Nepakiak on Friday. He'll be testing the soil around the old fuel tanks for diesel fuel contamination to determine if it needs to be cleaned before eroding into the river. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.